want to thank you for bringing us together tonight.
主啊，我们感谢你让大家都聚集在这里。
We pray for Eric that you'll bless him as he spends this time with his family on vacation.
我们为 Eric 祷告，求你来保守他他这个周末和家庭团聚的时间。
And we pray that you'll bless each of us this long weekend here in Canada and bless all those in China as well.
主啊，你求你祝福我们这里所有人，还有在中国的大家，我们在这个长周末。
Now we're going to consider some truths from the Bible this evening, Lord. We pray that you will help us understand and then help us to obey your word.
主啊，在我们今天思想你的话语的时候，求你来帮助我们，让我们更好的理解，也更好的去遵从。
And we give thanks now for your promise and your blessing in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们为你的应许和你一切的祝福，我们献上感恩。这一切祷告奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well.
Amen.
Amen, Tong. Amen. I'm going to get you to turn in your Bibles tonight, please, to the book of Luke. Chapter 19.
来，请大家一起来翻到路加福音的第十九章。
When we first started these evening Bible studies several years ago, I said, "What should my theme be when I'm teaching either on a Friday or a Saturday night?"
在很久以前我在想关于这个周五晚上或者周六晚上的这个查经，我应该要讲一个什么样的主题？
And I felt that what I should do is keep telling people what the Bible is all about.
然后我就想说我应该来跟大家讲这个圣经它都是讲些什么。
And I want to go back to that question tonight. What is the Bible all about?
那我今天也想回到这个问题，就是说圣经到底是在讲什么。
All right, and I'm going to tell you what it's all about.Luke chapter 19, and we're going to read verse 10. Jonathan will read it in Chinese, then I will read it in English.
所以我们今天就会开始读，然后我们会从19章的第十节开始。
The verse is very simple. In English, each word is what we call monosyllabic. Just one very small syllable in each word. It goes like this. For,The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
So it's like every single word is one syllable.
Every single word is one syllable, that's right.
对，他们就是说这句话是一个很有意思的点是就是他这句话每个词都是就是就一个音节就是在英语里头。
So for those of you who are learning English, the word monosyllabic,What's that mean?
One syllable.
Mono means one.
就是说 monosyllabic 这个词就是说 mono 是一的意思。
Mono, mono, one, syllabic, syllable, one syllable words, all very, very simple words.
就是 mono 就是一的意思然后 syllabic 就是说是关于音节的所以说是就是一个音节的就是这些字这些词。
So if someone were to come up to you on the street and say, excuse me, can you please tell me what the Bible is all about?
然后如果有人他在大街上他开始问你说你那个圣经到底是讲什么的呢?
You could say this.
你就可以这样子说。
You could say, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
你就可以这样子就是说这个英语的这句经文我就用中文说了人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Isn't it wonderful? 1500 pages broken down to 16 very little words.
这是多么奇妙啊就是圣经有这么1500页但是就讲了这么一句话的内容。
Who was the Son of Man?
那谁是这个人子呢
Well, that would be the Lord Jesus Christ, wouldn't it?
就是主耶稣基督不是吗
It says, the Son of Man is come. What's that mean?
他说人子来,这是什么意思呢
Well, it means 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born.
就是在2000年前耶稣降生了。
But he wasn't born like ordinary people. He came because he was sent.
他不像普通人出生，而是说他是被差来，他是降生的。
Why was he sent?
那他是差到哪里去了呢？
Because the world was full of people who were lost.
哦，因为世上人都失丧了。
What did he come to do?
那他来是来做什么呢？
Well, he came to seek them. He was looking for them, tried to find them, and when he found them, he saved them.
他想要来寻找，然后在他寻找到了呢，他想要来救他们。
That was his job.
这是他的工作。
That's what the Bible is all about.
这就是圣经
That's what life is all about.
这就是生命所生命的内容。
Have you memorized the verse yet?
你背下来这段经这句经文了吗？
Goes like this. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
这句就是说人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Alright, so I'm going to get you all to say it, not with me, but with Jonathan. I want you all to say the verse. I want you to memorize it. It's a fabulous verse. So with Jonathan, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Sounds marvelous. Okay? You keep that in the back of your mind.
你就把这句经文好好的记下来。
You can meet somebody on the street someday. You say, excuse me, are you lost?
某一天你就在大街上跟一个人说不好意思你失丧了吗？
And they might say yes.
那他可能说我是的。
And you can say, don't worry, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save those who were lost like you.
那你就说那你不用担心，因为人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人，就像你我一样。
All right, so that verse is found where in the Bible? Chapter?
我们这一句经文是在哪里呢？
Chapter 19.
第19章。第十九章第十节。
It's just before Jesus goes to heaven.
就是他这个就是在耶稣去上天之前。
What was he doing before he went to heaven?
那他回到天堂之前他做了什么呢？
Well, he was seeking people who were lost to save them. That's what he was doing.
他在寻找想要去拯救他们。
So this evening, we're going to go back and look at some of the stories in the book of Luke about people who were lost and how Jesus saved them.
所以我们今天晚上就要看第十九章，就是说，耶稣是怎样寻找并且怎样去拯救他们的。
And as we go over it, you will find, as we look at all the stories, that you're just like those people who were lost.
而在我们在看这些经文的时候，你可能会发现，你可能就像这些失丧的人。
And I'm just like those people who were lost.
那我也。就像这些人一样。
And I'm excited that Jesus sought me. He sought me out. He brought me to the point where I could know him. And then he saved me.
那我是很激动的，因为神因为耶稣他来找我，他找到了我，然后他也来拯救我。
May was telling us that last year at this time, she got baptized. 1 year ago today.
May 刚才讲想说May 有讲到说在去年的这个时候她受洗了。
Okay, I told her that it was 69 years ago that I was baptized in that same tank.
那我跟她说我是69年之前我在这里受的洗。
May and I have at least 3 things in common.
May 和我有至少三件事是一样的。
Number one, we were both lost.
第一件事我们都失丧了。
Number two, Jesus sought us And we began to say, I know about Jesus. I've heard about Jesus. And he made himself known to us.
那第二个件事就是耶稣寻找到我们了，然后他说他找到我们了，然后也来拯救我们。
And then number three, he reached down and saved us.
那第三件事就是说他来拯救了我们。
May was a mature woman at the time.
那 May 是当时是成熟的女性。
I was a teenager.
我是当时是一个青少年。
But we had those three things in common. We were lost, and we knew Jesus sought us, and we knew he could save us, and we said, Lord Jesus, would you please save me?
对，但我们有这样子有共同点，就是说我们跟神都说，主啊，你来救我们。
So the story of the Bible is a me too story.
Me too.
Me too, yeah.
这个故事呢是一个就是说我也是的这样子的一个故事。
Me too is not a big word, it's two little words.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, so, chapter 14.
好，那我们先看来那个第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音的第十四章。
Here's an interesting story.
这有一个很有意思的故事。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
And, I'm going to let you read verses 16 and 17, please, then I'll read them in English. 14, 16, and 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, don't worry about this.
我们从第十六节啊，就往下读。
You go ahead and read it. Verses 16, 17.
OK. 耶稣对他说，有一人摆设大宴席。请了许多客，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。
All right, very simple story. There was a man who made a great supper and invited some people to come.
很简单的一个故事，就是有一个人他摆设了一个很大的宴席，他请了很多的客人。
It's very interesting. We don't know why.He decided he'd have a great supper.
这很有意思，因为我们不知道为什么他要来做这个大宴席。
Sometimes you have a family reunion.
有的时候你是家庭的一个团聚时间。
Sometimes you bring together a group of special friends on a special occasion.
有些时候你邀请一些很特别的朋友到一个是一个特别的时间，你们一起聚在一起。
We're not told why. He did invite some special people, but we have no idea why.
我们虽然知道他请了很多人，很多客人，但是我们不知道为什么。
His story is similar to the story of God who reaches down to you and me, and he says, I'd like you to come to my supper.
那这个故事呢，就像神来邀请我们一样，就是说我想要邀请大家来到我的这个宴席上。
And can you understand why
那你能
Jesus would ever have sought you out and wanted to save you and me? Why did he do that?
你能知道为什么耶稣要摆这个大宴席，他想来邀请我们，想来邀请我们一起来吃这个宴席呢？
Yeah.Do you think that you deserve God to invite you to his heaven?
你会想到说神他想要邀请你去天堂吗？
It seems very strange to me. I say thank you, Lord, for inviting me to heaven, but I've no idea why you would want me there.
那我就说谢谢你，但是谢谢你邀请我到天堂，但是我不知道为什么。
Now we're going to go over several stories in the Bible tonight, so we're not going to take time to read all the verses.
我们今天可以看很多个故事，但是我们不会将所有经文都逐节读出来。
But this particular story now is followed by this, that the people who he invited to his supper, they all made an excuse and said, I can't come.
那在这个故事里头呢，这个人请的这些客人，他都有一些借口说我因为什么我今天不能来。
They all basically said, I can't come because I've got more important things to do than go to your supper.
他说，就是这些人都说，我可能有更重要的一些事情，但我就没有办法来了。
Can you imagine people saying to God, sorry, God, I can't come to heaven because I got more important things to do than go to your heaven.
那你能想象吗？在神邀请人的时候，人说，我谢谢你，但是我有一些更重要的事情，就是比去天堂还要更重要的事情。
You say, what?
你就说怎么会？
More important things than to go to God's heaven?
什么还有比去神的天堂更重要的事情吗？
Well, this man, frankly, when his friend said, no, I don't want to come, he was insulted.
那这个朋友呢？说他没有办法来，然后他不来，然后这个人就会被，哎，搞，sorry，就觉得屈辱。
You get the right word? Good for you.
Yeah，thanks。
Okay, do you know there are many people today who basically say, God, I've got more important things to do than to pay attention to you?
你知道今天有很多人说神啊，我有一些更重要的事情，比跟你来交流。
Wow. I don't think you're like that.
我不觉得你是像那样的。
You're here tonight.
对，你今天在这里。
You could have said, I got more important things to do tonight.
你本来可以说，我今天有一些更重要的事情。
I gotta stay home and watch television.
我可以在家就看电视。
I've gotta go shopping.
我得去购物，
Buy some new stuff.
去买点新的东西。
Okay. So the story goes on. And the story says this, the man said, I'm going to invite other people. And he said to the servants, you go out and get some other people to come, please.
那故事中就说他去叫仆人去邀请一些其他人。
And so they did. And they brought in lots of other people. People he didn't even know. He brought them in.
他邀请了很多人，然后很多都是他不认识的人。
And still there was room. So he went out a third time. And this time he went and he compelled people, met him on the highway, met him on the street, and said, come on in, come on, come on. We got a big supper tonight. You hungry? Come on.
他就到城市有大街小巷，让那些人都来，因为他们还有一些空间可以邀请他们，就是说从各个地方来，然后就说我们这里有吃的可以来。
That's all a picture. Of the Lord Jesus looking down on Vancouver or the world, and he sees people and he invites them, and our privilege is to say yes. He's seeking us, and our privilege is to say yes, I want to come.
那这也同样跟我们今天的景象一样，耶稣在邀请我们这些在温哥华的人说，他来邀请我们，然后我们要来，我们要到他那里去。
Now, why should we want to come?
那为什么我们应该想要去呢？
He calls us because he knows we are lost.
他来叫我们是他来邀请我们是因为他知道我们失丧了。
But you know, there are many people who don't know they're lost.
但你要知道，有很多人不知道他们已经失丧了。
I heard the story
听过这样的故事，
about a little girl. Who
关
was in a big department store?
是关于一个小女孩的，她在一个商店。
And the clerk came up to her and said to her, "Excuse me, little girl, are you lost?"
这个店员就跟这个小孩说那个你是走丢了吗？
She said, "No, but my mother is."
他说没有，我没走丢，但我妈走丢了。
Okay. There's a lot of us who think God's lost. God's not lost. We're lost.
很多人就觉得上帝丢了，但我没丢。
And so that's the story. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost because we're lost without it. But what he wants to do when he saves us is to take us to his great big banquet in heaven.
那耶稣就是这样子来邀请我们，他想让我们一起去到天堂，我们去一起享用这样的一个很大的宴席。
All right, chapter 15.
我们到第十五章。
About the stories of the Son of Man coming to seek and to save that which was lost.
我们再来第十五章，我们今天所有故事都是关于人子要来拯救失丧的人。
In chapter 15, we have the story of three lost things.
在第十五章，我们看到有三个丢失的东西。
The first thing is a lost sheep.
第一个是个丢失的羊。
A man had lots of sheep, 100 sheep. One of them was lost.
有一个人，他有很多羊，他有100只羊，但是有一只丢了。
The amazing thing about the story is that the one was lost. The 99 weren't lost, and that man said, I got 99, but I've got to get the one who's lost. And so the shepherd went out to find the sheep that was lost.
对，这个牧羊人说，我虽然还有这99只羊，但是我一定要找到那只羊，所以说我要去找。
Why was the sheep lost?
那为什么这个羊走丢了呢？
Well, the sheep was lost because he wandered away.
那羊走丢是因为他自己漫无目的的走开了。He
wasn't looking at the mountains around him or where he was. All he was doing was following the next blade of grass. And he just kept wandering, wandering, wandering.
他只是在走着，他只是在吃着眼前的草，他就往前走，然后就走丢了。
A lot of people in the world like that.
世界上很多人都像这样子。He
said to him, excuse me, where are you going?
说，你就问他说，不好意思，你是往哪儿走的？
They say, well, I really don't know.
他说，我是真的不知道。And
then you say to them, where are you?
你就说，你在哪儿？
A lot of them don't seem to know much about that either. They're just going for another blade of grass.
那很多人也不知道，他就是想要找另外一个有草的地方。
And the shepherd went out for the lost sheep who'd wandered away, just as Jesus goes out for men and women who've wandered away. And he says, I'm going to seek you because I want to save you and bring you back.
这个牧羊人他撇下99只羊，他去找那只羊，就像耶稣他来寻找我们男人女人，我们这些走丢的人。But
chapter 15 tells us the story about a son who was lost.
15章也同样讲到有一个儿子他丢了。
And this son didn't just wander away. This son rebelled. And he said to his father, I want you to give me the money that I'm going to inherit and I'm going to go off and do it myself.
那这个孩子他并不只是走丢，他是叛逆，他说父亲，我要，我现在要，你要给我应得的家产，然后我要去。It's
a pretty bad scene.
是一个很糟糕的一个场景。
He's basically saying to his rich dad, Dad, when you die, I'm going to get your money.
他基本上就是跟他这个很有钱的父亲说，就是说你死了的时候，我要拿你的钱。
And I've been waiting for you to die, but you haven't died yet.
但我一直等着呢，就等到你死，但你还没死呢。
So instead of waiting for you to die, and I sure would like it if you would, but instead of waiting for you to die, why don't you give me my money now? No, give me your money now.
那我就不想等了，我就是说，你就直接给我吧，就把我的钱给我，不把你的钱给我。
If you were the father, what would you have done?
那如果你是这个父亲，你会怎么样做呢？
You might have said, come on over here.
你就是说你过来，然后开始揍你。
Okay, But you know, the father gave him the money. And the boy went away and lost all his money until he became extremely poor. And he knew he was lost.
那他而这个父亲就把钱给了他，然后这个儿子呢，他就走，他就去挥霍，然后他就变得非常的穷，然后他就真的失丧了。
And then he said, "You know, I'm starving to death. If I were to go home, I could be one. My father's got servants who eat better, live better than me. I think I should go home."
他说他我都要快饿死了，但是他想到他父亲有家里有吃的，然后他说我最好回去找我的父亲。
And so he turned and started going back home.
所以他就要回去了。
And the Bible says that the father looked at him, saw him from a long way off. The father was looking for him. He was seeking his son.
那圣经是这样记载的，就是在这个儿子在往回走的时候，他父亲在很远的地方就看到他，
And
他在
so
寻找他。
when he came back, the father saw him and he saved him and he brought him back into his home again. That's a marvelous story.
他看见了儿子，他就把他接回来，就让他还是做他的儿子。
There's another story. Three things lost. The first one was the sheep was lost, and the third one was the son was lost. The second one was that a coin was lost.
这章有三个故事。第一个故事是那个羊丢了，第二个故事是有儿子丢了，就是浪子，然后还有第三个就是钱丢失了。
Okay, so let's assume that I lost my coin.
那我们假设说我丢了这个就是这个钱。
I say, oh dear, the coin's lost.
那我就说 ,oh no, 这个钱丢了。
Was it the coin's fault that the coin was lost?
那这个钱是丢了吗
?No, it wasn't the coin's fault.
是这个不是钱的问题。
But the picture is that the woman who owned the coin went out and she sought for it and sought for it and sought for it and brought it back.
而这个妇人呢，她就去寻找，去仔细的寻找，然后就把这个钱找到了。
And there are some people who are lost because they sort of wander away.
那这个孩子走了是因为他就是自己走失了。
And there are some people who are lost because they're rebels and they're fighting God.
那有些人他是去叛逆，就是说他不要神。
And there are some people who are lost just because they're lost.
那
I don't know why.
那有些人他丢了，他就是丢了，我也不知道为什么。
But the Bible teaches, and we're seeing illustrations of it, the Bible teaches that everyone is lost until Jesus finds them, brings them into his family, and takes them to heaven. Apart from that, we are all lost.
在圣经讲的这各样的情况有很多人都失丧了，但是耶稣他来拯救对，耶稣就来拯救我们。
If you go to chapter 16, you find another picture of lostness.
我们再看第16章就还有一种不一样的丢失。
What was that?
It's sometimes a little bit too long. It's too long. I can't do
okay,
that.
All right, that's
Sorry.
Good. That's sorry. He's complaining. Because he said, you don't speak in sentences, you speak in paragraphs.
他说我在报医院说那个说那个那个我他并没有在说句子他在说段落。
And it's hard to remember sentences. It's a lot harder to remember a paragraph.
对你这样很难记得这个句子也更就是记得段落是更难的事情。
Sometimes the translator says to me, What was that you just said?
有的时候翻译会跟他说你刚刚说什么
And I have to say to him, awfully sorry, I can't even remember.
然后他又说我自己也不记得了。
So I apologize to Jonathan.
所以他向我道歉。
All right, chapter 16.
第十六。
How bad is it to be lost?
那走丢了是多么糟糕的事情呢？
And the Bible's story of lostness is the opposite of being found. If you're found and God finds you and Jesus seeks you and saves you, he will take you to heaven.
那失丧就是和找到是不一样的，是相反的概念。那耶稣他就是想。
But if Jesus doesn't take you to heaven, doesn't forgive your sins, then you must pay all the penalty and all the consequences of your sin, and that is real loss.
那耶稣就来找你，但他付了他所有的应该当付代价，然后你就可以和他在一起。
All right, so I'm going to let Jonathan read for us verses 19, 20, 21, and 22, and 23.
Okay, 那我就来给大家读从19节开始，17章19节。 有一个财主穿着紫色袍，17章的19节，不好意思。 16章，看错了。有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。又有一个讨贩的，名叫拉萨路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来那讨贩的人死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
All right, I'm going to read that in English. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
他读了十九节到第二十三节。
A very serious story.
是一个很严肃的故事。
How lost is lost?
那这样的失丧是一个怎样的失丧呢？
And the rich man didn't understand.
这个富人他并没有明白。
When he was alive, he had lots of money.
在他活着的时候，他有很多的钱。
He had lots of ease.
他有很多。
He probably had a really good chef because he ate lots of good food.
他估计有一个很好的厨师，因为他吃了很多很好的食物。
And he didn't even care about the poor man that was at his gate, and the poor man didn't have enough to eat.
他并没有在意说，有一个穷人在他门口，他连什么东西都没有吃的。
The rich man didn't know he was lost.
那财主并不知道他自己是失丧。
But the poor man knew he was lost.
这个穷人他知道自己是失丧的。
The poor man's name was Lazarus.
这个穷人的名字叫做拉萨路。
And Lazarus' name means God is my helper.
拉萨路这个名字的意思是神是我的帮助。
And Lazarus knew that God had sent Jesus, and that Jesus came to seek and to save people who were lost like him, and he believed in Jesus.
拉萨路知道神差耶稣到他那里来寻找他，并且找到他，并且拯救了他。
But the rich man didn't believe.
但是这个财主并不相信。
He said, I got enough food. Everything's fine. I just go la-di-da every day. I don't need to go to God's supper.
他说我有好吃的东西，我有好穿的东西，我就这样子挺好的。我也不需要。
Now, the interesting part of this story is that this rich man had several brothers.
很有意思的事情在这个故事里头是这个财主他有几个弟兄。
He said, I got five brothers.
他说我有五个弟兄。
He said, I would like somebody to go to them to warn them not to come to this terrible place where I am.
我想要有一个人给他做就是去做见证就是说以防他们也来到我来到这个地狱。
And so his brothers knew about him. And so his brothers said, yes, his brothers knew about Lazarus. So he said, send Lazarus to my brothers. They will listen to him. If he rises from the dead, they'll listen to him.
他说这五个弟兄他们也认识这个拉萨路。所以说他说求你让拉萨路回到他就是起死回生这样能给他来做见证说就是他们也来到同这。
And this story ends with the fact that, the rich man says, you send Lazarus, they'll believe him.
这个故事结尾就是他想要这个拉萨路去给他们做见证让他们相信。
And Abraham says, no, the way that they will believe is if they believe the Bible.
亚伯拉罕说这个他想相信的话要相信这个圣经。
If they don't believe the Bible, they won't believe even though somebody rises from the dead.
就如果他们不相信圣经的话他们也他们同样更不会相信一个从死里复活的人。
How does Jesus seek people today?
那耶稣是怎么去寻找人的呢？
Answer through the Bible.
他是通过圣经来寻找人的。
Somebody comes up to them and says, do you know what the Bible's all about?
有些人就会说你知道这圣经是讲什么的吗？
They say no.
他说不知道。
And then that person says, well, I will tell you what the Bible's all about. This is what the Bible's all about. The Son of man is come to seek and to save that which is lost.
那就回答他说这个神差他的儿子来到地上来拯救来寻找来拯救失丧的人。
We don't need a miracle to tell us that we're lost. We need the Bible to tell us that we're lost. And we need to say, the Bible is right. I know it's right. I'm going to believe the Bible.
我们不需要一个神迹来去相信，而我们需要去相信这个圣经，我们要相信圣经是对的，且神通过圣经来拯救我们。
So the question then is, how does Jesus seek and save that which is lost?
那问题是耶稣怎样去寻找并且去拯救这些失丧的人呢？
Chapter 17.
第十七章。
And now there's a story about 10 men who were lepers.
是关于这个十个麻风病人。
Leprosy in the Bible is a picture of sin.
在圣经中麻风病是一个是跟罪是象征的关系。
Leprosy was a terrible disease, but it was also an incurable disease.
麻风病是一个很可怕的病也是没有办法医治的。
And that's a good picture of sin, isn't it?
那是一个很好的就是说罪的一个图像不是吗？
Sin is a terrible disease, but you can't cure it. It isn't something you just take some pills and you're okay.
罪是一个很可怕的一个疾病而你也不能就是吃一片药然后就一下就好了。
It's interesting. Most people that you know who were sinners yesterday are more seriously sinners today.
你会注意到一个现象就是说你知道这个一个人他昨天他是一个罪人但是 但是后来他是一个更大的一个罪人。
Bad people don't just automatically get better.
那坏人不会自动的变好。
But bad people do automatically get worse.
坏人会自动的变坏。
Have you ever heard of a person who takes just a little bit of drugs and everything's fine?
你有听说过有一些人他就尝试了一些毒品，他是没有关系的。
And then he takes more and more and more drugs.
然后他又吃了更多，他就摄入了更多。
And things get to be more and more worse.
那事情就变得更加的糟糕了。
And very often, that person who just took a little bit of marijuana finds himself an absolute slave to drugs.
那很多人，他刚开始就是尝试了一点点大麻，然后后来呢，他就是成为了这个大麻的这个奴隶。
And so sin is a terrible disease. And we need to be cured from it by an outside source. We can't do it ourselves.
那罪是一个很可怕的一个疾病，但我们没有办法自己得到医治，我们需要一个外面的医治。
And so chapter 17, verse 11.
17章的第11节。
We'll let you read 11, 12, 13, and 14, please.
我来读11章，不，十一节到14节。那对，17章的11节到第14节，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有10个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去，把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。
All right, I'm going to read that in English now. And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And then when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass, that as they went, they were cleansed or healed.
还有，刚才从11节读到了第14节。
It's interesting in this story that the way people used to go from the north to the south in Israel was they'd go in the north, cross over the Jordan, go down the other side, and come back over Jordan. That was the way they usually went.
在这个故事里头很有意思一点是，以前以色列人他们想要南下的时候，就是先跨过约旦河，然后再南下，然后再跨过来约旦河到这个南边的这个地方。
On this occasion, instead of crossing over Jordan, they came straight down a more difficult route and a more problematic route. They came straight down.
但是在这个情况呢，是耶稣是从北边直接往下直接的南下，是一条有很多就是张力，因为在这里是一个就是以色列人不喜欢的地方。
And the implication is that he came straight down because he wanted to meet those 10 lepers.
而这个意义在于，是耶稣想要直接南下的原因是，这里有10个长大麻风的人需要他。
They were like lost sheep, and he wanted to meet them so that he could save them. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
那这10个长大麻风的人就像失丧的羊一样，耶稣来去找他们，来去寻找他们，来去寻找失丧的人。
And God looks down from heaven now, and he sees people who are sinners, and he knows the consequences of sin, and so he says, I want to save them.
那神现在就从天上往下看，看罪人，他知道罪是一个怎样严重的后果，他想要来拯救罪人。
So chapter 18 is an interesting chapter.
第18章是一个很有意思的章节。
And in chapter 18, there are four stories of people or groups that were lost. I want to tell you about the lostness there.
十八节有讲关于四个关于迷失丧的故事。
At the beginning of the chapter, verses 1 through 8, the story is about a widow woman who was lost.
从18章第一节开始到第8节是讲一个寡妇，她失丧了。
She was a widow. She had responsibilities for herself and her family, but she had no means of income.
她是一个寡妇，她对于她自己是她对自己有责任，但是她没有一些收入。
She had a legal problem. She went to the judge, and the judge says, I don't care about you.
她有一个关于法律上的问题，但是这个官就是不管她。
And then she kept on going back to him, back to him, back to him. Finally, he said, if I don't solve this woman's problem, she will drive me crazy. All she does is complain all the time.
就是这个寡妇，她常常到他那里就想要去问他，然后这个人说，那就这个人这个寡妇他要再来，我要疯掉了。
And so he solved her problem for her.
所以说，那他就给他解决了他的问题。
And the story is, if an unjust judge, if a wicked judge would do that, how much more will Jesus do that for you and for me? Because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
而这个故事的意义在于，就是说，这样一个不义的官，他也会这样子去解决别人问题。但是，那耶稣他来，他就是来去寻找，去拯救那些失丧的人。
Does Jesus care about people in life who suffer injustice and have real problems? Does he care about them?
耶稣关心那些有很多问题，他很有需要帮助的人吗？
The second story, verses 9 through 14, is all about two men who went to pray.
那第9节到第14节是关于有2个人他去祷告的事情。
One was a Pharisee. He was a religious man, and he basically said, I'm pretty good guy. I'm okay. I don't need very much.
有一个人，他是法利赛人，然后他是一个他是一个有宗教信仰的人，然后他就说，主啊，我感谢你，我是一个很好的人。
When he went to pray, instead of telling God how much he needed him, he prayed, and he said, God, I want you to know how good I am.
他在祷告的时候，他并没有说去求什么，他就是说，他只是跟神说，他是一个多好的一个人。
That's a strange kind of a prayer. Go to God, tell him how good you are.
那这是一个很奇怪的一个祷告，就是说你就跟神说你是一个很多好的一个人。
But there was another man, he's called here the publican.
The publican.
Publican, I don't know
Right.
what you call it.
就是有另外一个人，就是他是一个税吏。
And he was a tax collector.
对，他是一个税吏。
Nobody liked tax collectors.
没有人喜欢税吏。
I'll just tell you a story, but once I worked for the federal government.
他一边是给这个联邦政府工作。
And I had to go into a small town on one occasion to inquire about what happened when the railroad was taken out of town. The railway used to go through the town. They took the railway out. My job was to find out what happened after the railway was gone.
他就有一次，他去一个小镇，他想要去询问关于一段铁路的事情，就是这个铁路它是通过这个小镇，但是他不知道这个铁路在哪。
So I went into one of the businesses in that town. There was a woman who was in charge of that business. I went into the business and I said to her, "Excuse me, I'm from the government."
他就找到这个女士说我是那个政府的。
And I said, "I want you to tell me what happened when we took the railway out of town. What was the economic impact of our taking the railway away?"
他就跟这个女士说那个是，去那个取消掉这段铁路是对于这个地方是有多大的经济的影响。
And she looked at me and she said, "You're from the tax department, aren't you?"
他看向我说你是不是就是管税的那边的？
Nobody likes tax collectors.
sorry,
Nobody likes tax
哎呀，
collectors.
就是没有人喜欢收税的。
All right. So anyway, this man was a tax collector. Nobody liked him.
就是说，这个人他是一个收税的，然后没有人喜欢他。
And when he went, we'll read the verse number of 13 ends with the lines. It says, he prayed, saying, "God be merciful to me, a sinner."
从13节这里开始说，神呐，他是这样祷告的，说神呐，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
That's what it's all about. Jesus came to seek and to save sinners who were lost.
这就是这个就是所有内容。耶稣他来寻找、来拯救那些失丧的人。
Okay, so widows are lost because they're weak.
那寡妇她失丧了，因为他们是弱势群体。
Sinners like the publican are lost because they know they like money rather than a good reputation.
这些税吏知道他失丧，因为他可能更喜欢钱，更喜欢世上名誉。
The next story is verse 15.
第15节。
It says, they brought unto him infants that he would touch them, but his disciples, when they saw it, they rebuked them and sent them away.
第15节开始这个故事就是有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，然后要耶稣来摸他们，那门徒看见就责备那些人。
Are little children very important?
那小孩子是很重要的吗？
Yes, very important.
是的，是很重要的。
Are they lost?
那他们是失丧的吗？
Yes, they're lost.
是的，他们是的。
They probably know they're lost. They don't understand it.
他们可能知道自己失丧了，但是可能不明白。
Their parents know they're lost, and they know they've got to look after them, or they'll be in real trouble.
那个父母该知道他们是失丧的，要不然他们是在很大的麻烦里头。
Jesus said, "I came to seek and to save." Little children who are lost.
耶稣说，我就是要来拯救这些失丧的小孩子。
There's one other story, and it's at the end of chapter 18.
还有一个故事是在这个18章的最后。
Verse number 35 says,
从35节开始。
"And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.'"
耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭，听见许多人经过，就问是什么事。他们就告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过，他就呼叫说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”
Do blind people know they're lost?
那瞎眼的人知道他们是失丧的吗？
Yeah, they do.
他们知道的，
And they want help.
他们是需要帮助的。
And this man heard about Jesus.
这个人他听说过耶稣，
And he heard that the Son of Man had come to seek and to save those who were lost.
他也听说了人子来就是要来寻找并且拯救那些失丧的人。
And he cried out and he said, Jesus, have mercy on me.
他就大声呼叫说说耶稣啊可怜我吧。
And they told him to keep quiet. So he cried louder and he said, Jesus, have mercy on me.
那有些人就是说让他别吵了但是他就越发的大声说耶稣啊可怜我吧。
And Jesus stopped and gave him back his eyesight.
那耶稣停下了他站住了他医好了他的眼睛。
The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
那人子来就是来寻找来拯救失丧的人。
Who's lost?
谁是丢失的呢
?Everyone
所有人
who's a sinner is lost.
所有罪人都是失丧的人。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经上这么说罪的工价是死。
We've all got to deal with the sin problem. Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins.
我们每个人都要去解决这个问题，但是耶稣来他将我们的罪拿去了。
That's how he saves us. He saves us because he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin so that we could go free.
这就是耶稣如何解决我们罪的问题，就是他上了十字架为我们受死了，这样子也就将我们罪拿去了。
All right, chapter 19.
第十九章。
This is the last story. We really started here, but this is where we're going to finish off. This is the last story. It's about a man whose name was Zacchaeus.
这是我们今天最后一个故事，然后这个是关于一个人，他的名字叫撒该。
Verse 2 says, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the...Chief among the publicans or the tax collectors, and he was rich, but he sought to see Jesus who he was.
就是第二节，有一个人名叫撒该，他做税吏长，是个财主，他要看耶稣是个怎样的人。
Okay, that makes sense, doesn't it?
那是一个有点道理，不是吗？
If Jesus were to come to Vancouver, and he were to preach,At 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on Sunday morning.
那耶稣如果他来温哥华，他来到十六节教会，他那周日早上要来讲道。
Would you come to hear him?
那你会来听听吗？
We say sure.
我们说当然了。
Would you invite your friends?
你会邀请你的朋友吗？
Sure.
那自然。
Would you come early?
你会早早的就到吗？
Yeah, you'd come really early because if you came on time or late, you wouldn't get in.
你可能会得很早很早来，要你如果你准时来，你可能连进都进不来。
Zacchaeus didn't know everything about Jesus, but he did know one thing.
那撒该他不知道关于耶稣的所有事情，但是他知道一件事。
He'd heard about his miracles.
他听说过耶稣的神迹。
He'd heard about the marvelous sermons that he preaches.
他听说过耶稣有多么奇妙的讲道。
He heard about the fact that, and I like the word, I think he was a nice man.
他估计觉得我也很喜欢这样的解释，就是他觉得耶稣是个好人。
But the problem was he'd never seen him.
那问题就是他从来没见过耶稣。
All right, so verse 3 then says, He sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way.
那第三节，他要来看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头爬上桑树。要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
That make any sense?
这个听明白了吗？
Sure, you say that guy's, he's got his brain stacked on. I want to see him. How can I see him?
对啊，这个人他是一个很聪明的人，他想要看他，但是他要怎样去看到耶稣呢？
So he saw a sycamore tree there. He said, I'm going to climb up that sycamore tree. I'll get a few feet above everybody else. I'll be able to look down on him. He's coming right down the road. Sycamore trees beside the road. I'll get a really good look at him.
那他看到他前面有一棵很高的桑树，那这个桑树比这个人群都要高出少许，他就可以看到耶稣，因为耶稣一定要来经过这里。
I was in the land of Israel a few years ago.
我几年前去过以色列。
I said to my guide, I said, what's that tree over there?
他就问那个导游说，那棵树是什么树？
He said, that's a sycamore tree.
他说那是棵桑树。
I thought, a sycamore tree?
我说
well, that's pretty good.
桑树那可真不错。
So what do you think I did?
你觉得我做了什么呢？
I ran over to it and climbed up.
我跑过去，我爬上去了。
It's an easy tree to climb up.
是很容易爬的一棵树。
When I was a little boy, I used to climb up all kinds of trees, hard trees and easy trees.
我小时候爬好多树，就是爬很容易爬的树，很困难爬的树。
I think a sycamore tree is probably the easiest tree I've ever seen to climb up. I saw several of them after that. They're all easy to climb.
我认为这个桑树是最容易爬的树。那我也后来看了其他桑树，没错，就是很容易爬的树。
Okay, smart man Nicodemus, but not that smart. Anybody with half a brain could climb a sycamore tree to see Jesus.
确实是很聪明的一个决定，就是去爬这个桑树，要去看耶稣。
But he was seeking for Jesus.
他是去寻找耶稣。
So what's our verse say?
我们的章节是怎么样讲的呢？
Verse 5 says, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at your house.
第五节，耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
Jesus could simply have said, oh, there's a weird guy up a tree and kept on walking.
那个耶稣他可能他也可以就是说，你看了那个树上有一个奇怪的人在上面。
But Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus.
但是撒该是在去寻找耶稣。
And Jesus was seeking Zacchaeus.
而耶稣也同时在寻找那个撒该。
Now many people say, and it's true, a seeking sinner and a seeking savior will very soon meet.
有人是这样说，而且是正确的，是这样说。一个去在寻找的罪人和一个在寻找的救主，他们会很快相遇。
So that's a happy story.
这是一个很开心的故事。
Zacchaeus says this is incredible. Jesus wants to come to my house.
撒该说这个太棒了，那个耶稣要来我的家里。
In the first story we read, it was the great man who said, I want you to come to my house. The people said no.
在我们今天的第一个故事里头，是一个主人他邀请大家来，但是那些人说不要来。
But Jesus said to Zacchaeus, I want to go to your house.
而这个故事中，耶稣对撒该说，我要来去到你家。
And Zacchaeus said, yes, you come.
撒该说，请来。
That's the simple story. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save. And he was seeking all kinds of people. He seeks everybody.
是很简单的道理。人子来就是来寻找，来拯救失丧的人，是各种各样的人。
So if Jesus were to preach here on Sunday morning,
那如果耶稣就是周日就来讲道。
And you were to be here, and he stopped you, and he said, I want to come to your house on Tuesday afternoon.
那你来了，然后他突然叫住你说，我今天下午我要去到你家。
What would you say?
那你会怎么样说呢？
Well, you say, yes, yeah, that, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
那你也可能说，哎，好啊，可以啊，可以啊，那来吧。
And then what would you do after that?
那你之后会怎么样说呢？
You'd go home and clean the house.
你赶紧回家去整理你的家。
And if he said, I can't come Tuesday afternoon, but I'll come on the 14th day of November, what would you do?
他如果说，这个周二，他没法来，他说，这个10月14号，我来到你家怎么样？
Okay, so I asked this question of a group like you a few years ago.
我之前也问过一个就是这样子的问题。
One lady said I'd clean the house before I'd let him come.
那就之前就有人就说我一定在他来之前我把那个房子整理好了。
Next lady said I'd bring in a painter and I'd paint the rooms and clean it up.
我另外一个女士说我会叫一个油漆工来要把家里都粉刷一遍。
And the next lady said, I'd buy a new house.
另外一个人说我要买个新房子。
Okay. Now that's what Jesus wants to do.
那这就是耶稣想要去做的事
If
情。
you let Jesus come into your house, he'll clean it up for you.
如果你去耶稣的房子，他会将这个房子来清理干净。
If you let Jesus come into your house, he'll give you a new paint job.
He will give you a
And
new.
give you a new paint job.
如果耶
If you let Jesus come into your house, he'll
，right，
give you a new paint job in your house.
哦，OK，那就是如果你邀请耶稣来到你家里，他会使你的这个家里就是粉刷一新。
But if you let Jesus into your house, he will give you a new house.
如果你邀请耶稣来到你家，他会给你一个全新的家。
That's what the Bible says. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get to be born again. And if you're in Jesus, everything is new. The old things have all become new.
所以在你接受耶稣的时候，你就要重生，一切都会变得新，都会更新。
I really only bought a house on my own on one occasion.
我有一次买了一栋新房子，
My whole old house was just about falling down.
我的老房子基本要散架了。
But there was another house I saw that was a very nice house.
我看到了一间很好的房子，
And so anyway, I bought the other house.
所以说我买了那一栋房子。
And it probably took me a year or 2 years before I could go into that house without saying, Wow, this is a nice house. How did I get this house?
他用了1-2年，他就是就没有再说，就每一次进到家里说，哇，这个房子可真好的，我怎么就是买到了这样的房子，
Now that's what God did to my life.
而这个是神是对他的生命这样子做的，
Far better than what he did regarding a house. He gave me a new life.
比一个新房子好太多了，他给了我一个新生命。
That's what God wants to do. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save. And when he saves us, he gives us everything new.
那耶稣来就是这样的，他来就是要寻找拯救失丧的人，并他让我们一切他会给我们一切新东西。
I just got to show you that verse in the Bible. It's the book of Revelation, chapter 21, right at the end of your Bibles. Revelation 21.
我们看一下这个经文，就是启示录的21章，在启示录是圣经最后一卷书。
Revelation 21 and verse 5.
最后一卷书二十一章的第5节，
This is what it says. It says, and He that sat on the throne, that would be Jesus, said, Behold, I make all things new.
第五节这样说，坐宝座的就是耶稣说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。
That's the short description of heaven. Everything new.
那这个就其实是一个很短的描述，就是对天堂的描述，就是一切都是新的。
Full of joy, full of peace, full of happiness, but everything new.
都是喜乐，都是幸福，都是平安，一切都是新的。
All right. Well, maybe that's as far as we should go this evening.
那今天晚上我们差不多就到这里。
Just to remind you of the verse behind me on the wall.
来，我们要记得我们后面那个墙上这句经文。
Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life."
耶稣说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，并且叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus came to seek and to save you. What do you have to do?
”那耶稣来，他是来寻找、来拯救失丧的人。那你要去怎样去做呢？
You have to believe him. That's what you have to do.
你需要去相信他，这就是你要做的。
You've got to say, "I want Jesus. I don't want to perish. I want my sins forgiven. I want a new life. I want Jesus to save me. I believe you, Jesus."
你就这样说，我相信你，耶稣，我相信我想要这样的新生命，我不想要灭亡，我想要你做我的主。
The leper said that. Jesus said, you want to be healed from your leprosy? You go and show yourself to the priest.
那麻风病人就是这样子来找他，耶稣就叫他去给看，给那些祭司看，然后在他们去的时候，他们就已经好了。
And they believed him. And as they were going, they were healed.
他们相信他，所以他就去了，然后果真就得到了医治。
And you and I believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will heal us.
我们你我来到耶稣面前，我们相信他，他也会医治我们。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we pray that you'll help us understand that you want to seek and save us.
主啊，求你让我们知道你是想要来寻找并且来拯救我们的。
Help us, Lord, to acknowledge that we're lost and we need you to save us.
主啊，你也让我们知道，我们也是需要你来拯救我们的。
Help us to acknowledge that the reason we're lost is because of our sin, and because of that, we need you to save us.
主啊，也求你让我们知道我是有罪的，我需要你来拯救我们。
And help us to believe you when you say you will.
帮助我们相信你，因为你有这样的应许。
So we give thanks now for the wonderful truth in the Bible.
然后我们感谢你，为着这个圣经中很奇妙的真理。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是为着耶稣基督的名，
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So usually